This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The final numbers aren't in, but DUI arrests in Colorado last year may well have topped 16,000. That's the projection from the Department of Transportation. As of late December, 223 people had died in crashes involving impaired drivers. That's an increase from the previous 2 years. Meanwhile, speed cameras and warning notices have reduced speeding by 80% in a work zone on the Diagonal Highway in Boulder County. CPR's Megan Verlee reports similar safety measures are coming to other highways across the state.
Starting this month, enforcement on the Diagonal Highway will go from warnings to actual fines for people going more than 10 miles above the speed limit. CDOT intends to expand the use of automated speed cameras to other work zones on its roads around the state. There were more than 500 injuries and 8 fatalities in work zones on Colorado highways last year. That's a decrease from 2024, but the state says there's still more to be done to improve those figures. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Colorado lawsuits against the Trump administration are piling up. The count is at 49. Attorney General Phil Weiser said that's a sign that this administration is, quote, not normal. Weiser said most of the lawsuits stem from the administration lowering or cutting off funds that Congress has allocated. According to the Attorney General's office, 29 of the lawsuits have had early favorable rulings, though the majority are still in litigation. This is CPR News in KRCC.